All right, let's dive right into the tech world this week. Automation and operating systems are stealing the spotlight, and Brian Kasel is leading the charge with his AI agent videos. He's got a fascinating concept called the night shift, where AI agents take over routine tasks while you catch some Z's. Picture this. You're snoozing, and your AI agent is busy optimizing SEO metadata on your website or reviewing pull requests on GitHub. It's all about setting up a system that runs on autopilot after the initial setup. Brian shows how to use Claude Code to locally access files and skills that aren't available in the cloud version. It's a game changer for tasks that need local resources. Now, let's talk about the convergence of developer tools towards plan-based development. Brian highlights how tools like Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex are integrating this approach. He walks us through creating an implementation plan for a customer portal using these tools. It's all about standardization and making the switch between tools smoother. Moving on, Fireship has a video that's a must-watch for anyone curious about operating systems. It breaks down every concept from the bootloader to the shutdown process. But what really caught my eye was their video on a critical security flaw in the Linux kernel. This copy-fail vulnerability, discovered by an AI tool, allows local users to gain root access. It's a stark reminder of how AI tools are becoming essential for improving code quality. CodeRabbit gets a shout-out here for its role in identifying such issues. GitHub is having a rough time lately, with increasing outages and technical problems. The Code Report video discusses these issues and mentions alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut. It's a wake-up call for developers to consider other platforms, especially with high-profile developers like Mitchell Hashimoto moving away from GitHub. Neural9 has been busy, too. They've got a comprehensive JavaScript crash course that's perfect for beginners. It covers everything from basic syntax to advanced topics like functions and object-oriented programming. If you're looking to dive into machine learning, their video on the ONNX format is a great start. It shows how to export models from frameworks like PyTorch and TensorFlow into a universal format. This interoperability is a big win for developers. For those interested in creating tech content, Neural9 makes a strong case for why you should start sharing your knowledge. Teaching forces you to understand concepts deeply, and consistent content creation shows proactivity and discipline. Plus, it can open doors to new opportunities. They also have a step-by-step guide on setting up OpenClaw on a VPS with Ubuntu and connecting it to Telegram. It's a detailed walkthrough that's great for intermediate users looking to automate tasks. If you're into creating Slack bots, Neural9 has a quick start guide using Python. It's a minimal viable product that can execute commands and communicate with a language model. They even show how to connect it to OpenAI's GPT-4o for responses. Staying up to date in AI and ML can be daunting, but Neural9 offers some practical tips. They recommend reading Hacker News, subscribing to the right YouTube channels like Fireship and AI Explained, and joining communities. It's all about filtering the noise and getting the most relevant information. Lastly, let's talk about Fast Embed, a Python library optimized for creating local AI embeddings. It uses the ONNX runtime to avoid dependencies like PyTorch or TensorFlow. The video shows how to create text and image embeddings and calculate similarities using vector distances. It's a powerful tool for working with embedding models, even on less powerful systems. That's a wrap for this week's Tech Roundup. From AI agents working the night shift to staying ahead in AI/ML, there's something for everyone. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.